of the Boundless Audio Podcast Network.
I found this iced coffee, or it's like a brew over ice for the K-Cups, and it's actually really good. It's from Green Mountain. I got it at Kroger, but I'm pretty sure you can get Green Mountain at Walmart and Publix too, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, anyway, it's brew over ice coffee, and so I've been drinking iced coffee for the last like week, which is weird for me because I'm always drinking hot coffee. It doesn't matter if it's hot or cold, what the season is, whatever. If I'm drinking coffee, usually it's hot. So the fact that I jumped to the iced coffee, I mean, I used to drink iced coffee literally every day when I went to work. But then when I started working from home and everything, I was drinking more hot coffee. So I was getting like hot coffees from McDonald's every single day or every morning before work. And then I was getting Starbucks, you know, whatever, wasting the money. So then when I started working from home and like, you know, lockdown and all that, I was making coffee at home, saving money, Long story short, I started drinking hot coffees every day. So when I like stumbled upon this brew over ice, because I've tried like the brew hot to cold coffees, whatever. I tried the Dunkin' one. I think I tried, what was that other one I tried? I don't know. I tried like another one that was like brew over ice or whatever, and those were gross. So I was obviously skeptical because I was like, I don't know, this is probably going to be another terrible idea, but it actually wasn't. I like them. I got the black coffee one, and then what's the other one? It's like vanilla something. It's like vanilla coffee or whatever. But anyway, it's good. That was random. But, you know, I watched the 2022 Embrace Ambition Summit on Tuesday presented by the Tory Burch Foundation on YouTube. My friend Jamie actually sent it in one of our uplifting group chats that we have. And I watched it while I did my morning work the other day. It was such an inspiring summit. I would have loved to attend one, you know, live one day, but it was all about ambition and women empowerment, accelerating women, progress and change in the world. We don't have enough women in high positions. I believe today it's only 5% of women are CEOs, which is crazy. Even though we have many women that are more than qualified, even some who are overqualified for these high positions, women are still underpaid next to their male coworkers whom are in the same career and position. They shared stories of women in the workplace and their experiences. Women moving to make huge changes in the world for other women. I mean, it was just, there's even men. Like, it was just a really great summit. So if you have the time, I will leave the link in the show notes and you guys can check it out. I myself have experienced many discriminations and disappointments in the workplace. One that will always stay with me is when I had my late miscarriage and a very traumatic birth. After seeing my doctor, a therapist, and a psychiatrist, I was told I needed to take time off, which duh, like I really went through something traumatizing, you know, to heal both physically and mentally, which anyone with common sense would know. I had lost a lot of blood, and at one point they didn't even know why or where the bleeding was coming from. So I saw my baby delivered on the cold hospital floor. The entire experience was just something I never thought I would experience. But literally like maybe 2 days after, I took my letter from my therapist and I sent it into my bosses with my medical status and all. I only asked for 2 weeks off though. Like thinking back, I really needed much longer. Even my therapist told me not to like rush back into things, but I was so scared of losing my job, I cut my healing and mental health break short. But even with cutting the time I needed to heal short and providing all the appropriate documentation and everything, my employers, women by the way, surprisingly, continued to call and text me and try to get me to come in and talk to them about things. When will I be coming back to work, et cetera, et cetera. When I told them I'd be able to talk after the 2 weeks were up, as, you know, the letter stated, signed by my therapist and doctor, I told them, you know, when I was in a better place mentally, I would talk to them, and they told me corporate said that if I didn't come in and talk to them about what happened, then they would let me go and I, you know, could apply later. Needless to say, I didn't go back, but that's just one small issue I've had in the workplace over the years as a woman. There were so many stories at the summit, and it was really eye-opening hearing other women's stories of triumph and issues they had and doctors not listening and discrimination in the workplace and how they work to correct those issues and all of that today. From health, wealth, discrimination, you name it, it was all talked about at the summit and I loved it. So you should definitely check it out. But it was really an inspirational summit and it was actually a great way to start my morning and day. So thanks to my girl Jamie for sharing that with the group. I wish I could have been there in person, but then I also think, would my social anxiety even allow it? Welcome to the Awkward Mom Stage podcast. Grab yourself a glass of water or wine, whichever suits your day, and get ready because the Awkward Mom Stage starts now. Hey y'all, and welcome back to the podcast. If you're new here, hi, hello, and welcome. I'm Lola, and I'm so glad you're here. In today's episode, I wanted to talk about being an introvert and how that in itself can affect my ambition at times. I'm an introverted extrovert, more so on the introverted side, unless I really know you and I'm comfortable with you, but even then, I'm still a little introverted. So I do well alone, but after a while, I like a little social interaction in a setting, you know, I can be comfortable with, people I'm comfortable with. It takes a lot for me to want to put myself out there or go new places where I have to meet people. You know, peopling's really hard. Being an introvert with social anxiety makes the desire to go out and be social that much harder. But it's also hard to be ambitious in my business and what I'm doing sometimes because I do have to socialize and, you know, meet other people and network and grow, you know, along the way. Being an introvert and having a social life may seem contradictory, but it's actually possible for both to coexist. Balance is the key, really, to successfully combining introversion and social activity, I've seen. Too much social activity can be exhausting for an introvert. I know it is for me. Like, I need, like, a good month to recharge after a full weekend or, like, a week of socializing and peopling. Sometimes. So it's like your mind and body have an overload of socialization and you just need a break. But too little social activity can leave you longing for more social interaction. For me, if I haven't been social in quite some time, it can be really hard to break out of that, you know, introversion and that habit of being alone and want to get out and go and do things, especially after lockdown. I was so lost on social interaction because there was like only a few people we were really in contact with for a long time. I'm sure everybody, you know, remembers those times. And I'm still trying to figure out how to better communicate in people again. So it's really important to try and find a balance within your introversion so that you don't become a hermit, basically. Being an introvert doesn't require spending, you know, 100% of your time alone. Introverts can have fulfilling and active social lives as well. It's just going to look a little different than someone who's extroverted. Introverts don't need as much social interaction, but they do need some social interaction. So, you know, we have to stay human somehow, guys. Especially when I'm going into social situations, I sometimes have a hard time figuring out what to say or how to start a conversation. After the pandemic, it was pretty bad because my social skills were, like, not there. My social anxiety was through the roof, and just a trip to Kroger was enough to make me want to scream. Aside from all the things that were happening out in the world, and then me being completely mentally exhausted from all the sudden changes from lockdown, I was just not trying to hear anything about social anything. But I've started to learn ways to help me, you know, be more social as an introvert, but still respect and stay true to myself and who I am. Which is one thing you definitely have to do when trying to step out of your introverted comfort zone. It's trying to pretend you're something that you're not. Like, don't do that. If you're not an extrovert, stop pretending that you are. Stop RSVPing and saying yes to plans you know damn well you don't want to go to. Not only are you being untrue to yourself and others, but you'll wear yourself out much faster. It's only going to convince you that you don't need an active social life at all because it's always stressful and burns you out. Think about if you were able to plan your perfect day. What ratio of people time to alone time would you prefer? Try and get in enough social interaction to match that ratio. You can also consider whether the time spent with others will include friends, family, or strangers, or all the above. Think about it and take all that into account when trying to find a good balance of social interaction while staying true to your introverted nature. You also want to focus on quality when trying to create some sort of social interaction or friend group because an introvert usually doesn't want 50 casual friends. We want a few close connections that we can really vibe with and feel comfortable with. Everyone has a limited amount of time to spend on social activities each week anyway, especially, you know, if you're a mom or you have a job or you're in college or whatever you've got going on. You've got other things in your life that take up time. So you have to make sure that you're spending your time wisely and making time for meaningful connections within the friendships that you currently have. It also doesn't matter if you have introverted or extroverted friends. You can have a mix of both, but just know that your introverted friends are going to do things much differently than your extroverted ones, just like you will, because you're an introvert. So if you yourself are an introvert, just know that your extroverted friends are going to want to, you know, be out and about and social a lot more. Make sure that they understand your introverted state and know you want to be out, you know, but just not as much. You want to be able to enjoy your time with them. So just make sure that you're creating and strengthening your connections. A few meaningful connections may be more satisfying and a lot less stressful than an abundance of casual friendships. Which also brings on the fact that you need to be willing to decline offers for social activities, which again may come a lot more from your extroverted friends, you know, than your introverted ones. It's okay to turn down offers for social contact. Stay home if your energy levels are waning. You and the people that you're out with will be more than likely, you know, to notice that you're less than excited to be there. And you'll probably be a lot more cranky and short as well. So rather than be a wet blanket for the group, just go ahead and politely decline for the night. Going out when you're already drained will ensure a miserable experience. And it'll just make you want to hibernate in your home after that for a lot longer. Being an introvert is definitely portrayed well on the internet right now. I mean, there are plenty of TikToks and reels and everything else on introversion. As a matter of fact, I think I've done a reel or two about introverts myself. It's that thing where, you know, you don't want to go out and then you're getting dressed and you're ready for that thing you said yes to that you shouldn't have said yes to in the first place. And now you're literally dreading it. It might just be time for you to just say, you know what? Not tonight. Your real friends will completely understand. But that also means you need to be more clear and more truthful about what you actually want to do when you say yes. If you really don't want to, you know, go because you know it's going to be a sensory overload for you, then be upfront and say no. Make plans to do something else and move on. People will be annoyed if you keep saying yes to things and showing up with a subpar attitude or not showing up at all. Because, you know, you keep canceling the last minute. If you're up front and say, that's just not for me, let's try something else another time, that's much better. And any normal person is going to understand that. There's a difference in taking someone out of their comfort zone for their own good and just making someone uncomfortable, you know? And real close connections will be able to decipher the two. When my friends plan things, they always tell me ahead of time because they know how I am. And I do not like surprise gatherings, especially when they involve a large number of people that I do not know. So they already know to give me a heads up and kind of give me little reminders up until the actual day of the event, because I feel like that kind of helps me mentally prepare for the social interaction and peopling that I'll have to endure while I'm out there.
Do you love reading but don't have time to sit down and read a good book? Well, we all know I love Audible. I share books on the podcast all the time, and I talk about Audible a lot. I solved my reading problem with Audible about 4 years ago. I love to multitask, and it's been amazing to still keep up with my book list while checking off my to-do list. It's perfect because they offer books that are narrated by professional voice actors and sometimes even the actors themselves. You can listen while driving, cooking, cleaning, or doing anything else that you need your hands free for. It's like having a personal assistant who reads to you whenever you want. Think Diddy and his umbrella-holding manservant, but with books. With the new update, they even have podcasts, sleep meditations, and much more now. There really is something for everyone, and the best part is it doesn't cost you anything to start. You can click the link in the show notes to sign up today and get 30 days and your first book free. All their books are DRM free, which means they aren't locking them away from other devices, so even if your subscription expires or you cancel it, you can still keep and access the books you've already purchased. Just download them again, anytime, from anywhere. There's over 180,000 titles available to choose from, and I'm sure that number will just keep growing. You can even follow The Awkward Mom Stage on Audible now. So go get started on that reading list, but let's wait until after the show.
Creating social habits or things that involve some sort of social interaction is a great way to work your way out of your introversion a little bit. If you choose to do something social at least once a week, like even if you have friends already, you run the risk of losing touch with them if you don't spend time together on a regular basis. Or really just spending enough time with them to stay connected, because I can say you don't have to hang out with your friends every week, because that's not a reality for everyone, you know, especially if you have kids or you work a lot or, you know, you're away at college, like whatever it is. But making some sort of social interaction a habit weekly can help. Once a week, either plan to see, you know, some friends or even go to a store or the mall or just somewhere where there will be people. I know, gross, but, you know, you'll need to interact with them. Go to the Apple store and play with the computers and have one of the workers talk to you about tech stuff. You may not understand what they're talking about, but hey, you're getting in your social interaction. And it also helps because they're leading the conversation, because you'll most likely be asking open-ended questions anyway. So there's less pressure on you to have a full conversation topic list that you have to lead. If once a week is still, you know, a bit much for you and your head's already spinning, try planning something social once a month. Join a club or make a standing girls' night or something. Take up a sport or join the neighborhood watch. I don't know. Find something social to do that you get out of your house at least once a month for a structured social event. Considering plans that match your introversion is a great way to go. You know, a loud club or bar may be a little too much for you. Might be too much sensory overload, too many people close to you, touching you, breathing all over you. Ugh. Maybe that's just me. Anyway. Try a coffee shop or like a little crepe place. There's this cute little crepe place in my town and it's so freaking good. The little lady that makes them by hand does such a great job. Also, I love the restaurant because it's kind of small and intimate and it's not too bright, but like still set up for conversation. So yeah, there's a place. The bookstore is another great introverted place, or the library. It's usually a quiet in the bookstore and it's always quiet in the library. You're still in a place full of people, but you aren't necessarily thrust into conversation. The conversations you may have are usually low and about something you're already currently doing or reading, you know, or looking at. So there's no need to search for conversation starters. You'll have a better time and social interaction won't seem so stressful if you find a better match for social activity that, you know, will also help you introduce yourself to someone new at least once a month. Even if it's the cashier, you know, the neighbor on your way out, the bookstore clerk, a stranger who loves the same book as you. Find others that seem compatible and interested in the same things. And within a year, you'll have at least a few new connections and you'll be in a better, more comfortable mindset and habit in your social interaction habits. If you're in any conversation really and you don't really know what to say or how to start a conversation, which is something that I struggle with sometimes, I get really tongue-tied. You can always kind of shift that responsibility over to the other person that may be more extroverted. So like you can ask open-ended questions. That way you're still having a conversation, but the pressure of having an answer or carrying the conversation is gone because the open-ended question leads to the other person, you know, talking longer. And it also helps you prepare mentally for when it is your turn to speak again and you, you know, have something to respond to rather than trying to like search for something to say. Avoid asking, you know, open-ended questions, questions that can be answered with a simple yes or no or a few words. Elaborate more, like, what did you enjoy about the college you went to, or how do you like the line of work that you're in? Ask questions that require a detailed response or something that will last longer than a few words back and forth.
Do you want to start a podcast, but you don't know where to start? As the host and producer of this podcast, I can tell you it's definitely not easy. When I started out, I had absolutely no idea what I was doing or where to start. Actually, I still kind of don't know what I'm doing. Buzzsprout has been my go-to from the start of my podcast. They have so many helpful videos on hosting, how to edit, how to add music, how to post, what to post. I mean, you name it, they help you with it. And their Facebook community is helpful too. So let me tell you now, if you're a podcaster and you're trying to start a podcast, or you already have a podcast and you're looking for a host, definitely check out Buzzsprout. They have everything you need to get started, even a domain name if you don't already have one. Trust me, I'm no tech genius, and Buzzsprout has definitely been my saving grace. So if you're interested, you can click the link in the show notes to get started on your podcasting journey. Now back to the show.
It's definitely possible to be an introvert and have an active social life. It's just your version of an active social life is going to look totally different than someone else's. I mean, we're all different anyway, but obviously, you know, an introvert is the opposite of an extrovert, so it's going to look different. What really matters is that you're enjoying your life and the people in it. Challenge yourself to be, you know, more social, but don't make yourself miserable in the process. Focus on quality, not quantity of relationships. Keep positive people around you. Read positive things. Join an online social group or something to help you learn how to start talking to strangers before you go out. Create healthy boundaries with friendships and relationships. Don't lie if you aren't actually feeling up to it. Be truthful about it. And stop saying yes to things you don't actually want to do, or you'll end up canceling. People will be much more understanding and appreciative if you're upfront about your needs and what's going on, and you have an understanding of what makes you comfortable and what doesn't. All right, y'all, we've reached the part in the episode where we say something we're grateful for. So, what are you grateful for this week? This week, I'm grateful for AC because no joke, this Georgia heat is ridiculous and it feels like 111 outside right now. I'm trying to figure out why it's hotter here than it is in Florida. This is ridiculous. And I'm so ready to get out of here. But seriously, it's truly a blessing to have AC and a home to live in because many don't have that or lost it. So I definitely am grateful for what I have been blessed to have despite any complaints I may have in my day to day. I am truly grateful for the daily necessities that many don't have and many others, even myself sometimes, take for granted. I hope this helps my fellow introverts get a little social time in their month. I know it can be hard for us because y'all being alone works so well and feels so great for us. But a lot of times we got to step out of our comfort zone a little bit. Your friends and family miss you. And outside can actually be enjoyable sometimes, especially in the right setting for you, even with the people in it. All right, y'all, that's it for this episode. As always, thank you so much for listening to the podcast and your continued support. If you haven't already, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. You can even just leave a 5-star on Apple. You don't even have to type words if that's not your thing. But it really helps me out with ranking, and I'll show up more on podcasting platforms so listeners can find me. Let me know you're listening and you love it. Share the love by taking a screenshot of today's episode or just copying the link. Share and tag me at The Awkward Mom Stage on Instagram or at Awkward Mom Stage on Twitter so others can find me as well. I'll reshare them and shout you out on the podcast as a thank you. If you'd like to donate to the show to help with behind the scenes, or you just want to buy this Hot Mess Mama a coffee, you can do so at the Support the Show link in the show notes. If you're enjoying the show so far and you have topics you want me to cover or someone you think should be a guest on the show, send me a DM, an email, or click the Let's Connect link and let me know. Until next week, y'all, I hope you have a great Friday or whichever day you're listening to this. Always remember you're beautiful. Bye.
Thanks for joining me this week on the Awkward Mom Stage podcast. Make sure to visit our Instagram page at the Awkward Mom Stage, where you can follow and find information on next week's show, updates for the podcast, behind the scenes clips, and more. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast shows. While you're at it, if you're enjoying the show, I'd appreciate it so much if you rate the show on iTunes or share this podcast with a friend. Be sure to tune in next week for an all-new episode. I hope you have an awesome week. Always remember you're beautiful. Lola.